Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my lovely co-host, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everyone. Oh, so nice to be back with you.
Squirrel laments if we're not live.
I do. I know. It's a squirrel thing. I don't know.
It is a squirrel thing, honey. All right. Remember that we do look forward to your questions. I don't know how much time we'll have for questions tonight. It's kind of a long show, but it's an important one. And this is live for any of you who are listening. We are becoming a galactic human. I love this one because when I read this book, it was so fascinating to me. All of you are reclaiming more of who you really are from other lifetimes and extreme downloads of knowledge and knowing. And it may feel very uncomfortable at times, like you're losing some part of yourselves, and you are. As you're gathering, you're losing. You've all wondered what your role is here on Earth, as your current lives may feel empty and hollow or taking on more significance than ever before. Your need to connect is very strong, stronger than ever before, but connect with what and who? Your star families and friends, your higher self, soul, and spirit. There's even more, and it's buried so deeply in your sub and unconscious that it feels impossible to describe. There's also this indescribable need and desire to connect with God, Goddess, all that is. Many have recalled it a return to oneness, and it is calling out from your very being. The wonderful news is that it is reaching out to you as well. Always has, but you're becoming more aware of it. Squirrel, you have an astrology update, which has to be a humdinger.
It seems like every day there's something, but I do have some things. And just to let everybody know, there's a new moon tomorrow, which I will get to. New moons are always good for setting new intentions, and just to keep that in mind. But this one says, there are some things you can only achieve by a deliberate leap in the opposite direction. And that's from, that quote's from Franz Kafka. And that's Hair of the Moon astrology. So, a leap in the opposite direction. What does that mean to you? Today, what's today? The sun has an eyeball to eyeball standoff with Uranus in the crosshairs of the Pluto-Uranus square. Expect jolts of sudden or shocking news along with shakeups to situations or people you've relied on or taken for granted. At some level, you're expecting the news that's coming. The Great Awakener has been rattling your cage for a while. If, like most of us, you're feeling overwhelmed and overstimulated or lethargic and chaotic, it will come as a relief. This planetary setup is nothing less than the chance for a personal reboot, deleting old patterns, stories, and energy blocks you liberate yourself from imprinted hand-me-down attitudes and programs. The lingering cobwebs of dusty karma can be swept away. To operate from a clearer, more congruent place, you have to cultivate the new, even if it's not showing up as you would like. Speed up the process of breaking out of your old container by tweaking your diet, exercising, decluttering, changing your outside to reflect the changes inside. Then relax and let tomorrow's new moon press the restart button. So, also tomorrow, this comes from Elizabeth Peruf, tomorrow is an 11 master day. And that's just from numerology for those of you who follow, and you can do the math or just trust me. It's an 11 master day, the first one in many months. How are you traveling? We have just had the Uranus opposition, and it has brought to the surface much truth and perhaps also frustration or relief at what had been previously hidden to you. Coupled with an 11 master day, there is so much opportunity as we head into the weekend and a new moon to start again, fresh and better prepared to ask questions and trust your gut every step of the way during this trip of life. On 11 day, you may notice double digits coming into your view. This is a sign you are progressing and acting on your intuition. Give a little thank you when you notice the signs of your evolution taking place. Mostly use this energy to get clearer and more focused in the moment on what is important to you. Many influences on us right now want you to clean up and detox your life into authenticity. And getting back to this lovely new moon, which happens at 8:36 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. It's in Libra, and this new moon is smack dab in the thick of the Pluto-Uranus square, the major planetary pattern of our times. In fact, planets stand at all four corners of the sky, making a crossroads. Such a dynamic alignment ups the stakes in creative initiatives, particularly suggesting new liaisons or mergers. Expect the unexpected, as surprising affiliations bring unprecedented offerings to the negotiating table, though much of this activity may be behind the scenes as yet. Significant developments are coming to a head. Power struggles bring forth new leadership. This new Libran moon positively reeks of excitement and change, and I, for one, am going to use it this way and not buy into the global elite of doom and gloom, the machine that keeps us in the pursuit of the negative that controls and immobilizes us, which is what we were just talking about.
Yes, right, I like that very much.
I do, too.
Absolutely.
I know. Because you could. I mean, that's all over the news right now, as we know.
Well, and I'm going to talk about that later in tonight's show.
Okay.
So I want to take this time, if I can, to recommend a few people that are just amazing, and I found that their work, insights, and assistance to be extraordinary. Our dear Janet Finley, who often writes from her experiences with the team during your sessions, was telling me about a reading with this exceptionally lovely man. And what's really interesting is, since I've had a session with him and several people have, he really does feel that the people he's connected with from our group, our network anyway, to be part of his soul pod, and he's extraordinary. I had a personal session with him, I believe, a week ago. You know, I'm so terrible, I can't remember anything. with all these amazing astrological influences hitting everybody, and I had this really strong feeling something big was coming. I think a lot of people do. Anyway, I knew it was time to ask for some insights. And he led me through a very different and an extraordinarily informative session. I know so many of you are feeling this, and feeling something big coming, can't put your finger on it, or even begin to describe it. So I appreciated his work so much. He was able to tap into the team and bring information, and of course he has his own guides. He's written books that are amazing. His full name is Anold, A, letter A, N-O-L-D, last name Lane, L-A-N-E. He lives in the Seattle area, and you know, he's sent me just some excerpts from some of his books before he ever did the chart. I was just amazed. So I am convinced he's part of the network. There is no question in my mind. But he was also channeling during the session, and it was really interesting. You could feel him shift in and out. And he also was able to tap into the team, and it was just amazing. Anyway, when we were done, I just laughed to myself that my head felt like Marge Simpson of The Simpsons. You know, it just felt so huge. And I thought, this is when I know it's good stuff. Okay. His website, for any of you that are interested, is Encodings, E-N-C-O-D-I-N-G-S, of light.com. And that's www.encodingsoflight.com. You'll really enjoy what he has to share. Philosophically and in every way, he is so connected. He wrote one book. He was in the wilderness, and this whole book was downloaded to him. And it was just, there are pieces in there that were very really touched my heart because they were something that I'm very connected to. And even reading his words, you absolutely know that he's right on. Janet was the same way. When she met him, she wanted to go have lunch with him, you know, just to have more time to talk. Very pure. So I think you'll really enjoy him. And if you email him, okay, at encodingsoflight@yahoo.com, he'll get right back to you and set up a reading and a session. But either that or you can go to his website and get whatever you need. But also Carol Long, and I've talked about her before and her work with the animals. And once again, I have to recommend her work. And the feedback I'm getting from people who have worked with her, you're going to learn so much about your own journey through her through your own animals, and as well as their path on the planet. And I can tell you, we are not in Kansas anymore, people. This is, you know, it's playing out in ways that we couldn't even have imagined. And Carol's contact info, because I gave it wrong at one point, is Carol Long, so there's two L's, carollong.net, not com. And, you know, I'm thrilled to hear people having wonderful experiences and really getting so much and learning so much. I mean, one woman has 12 cats. They're doing all 12. You know, and these cats are all connected in a much larger network, which is what I'm fascinated by. They have their network, and they are all, it's amazing. It's just amazing.
Jackie,
and the higher
does she have a website? I'm sorry to interrupt, but she has an email, but does she have a website?
She does not. She's not launched her website yet.
Okay.
It should be any day, but not yet.
Okay.
Also wanted to share these comments about UFOs from high-ranking officials from a long time ago. This is actually a segue, but it's also an important one. And I think it's interesting that all of this has been pushed underground for such a long time. This came in today from the Sirius Disclosure. Oh, wait a minute. I want to also remind people before I go into that. I messed up my notes. Bonnie is on the ending of her webinar. I think she's got two more weeks of it. And I'm hearing amazing things about her webinar and all the work she's doing individually with people, helping them with their intentions and helping them with insights in terms of what's holding them back, and she is stunning at that. I've heard nothing but fabulous things. So if you can hook on now, do so. You can just go to her website, which is livealifeyoulove.com, and certainly don't miss her next one. I know how much work she's put into this. It's amazing.
I think she's going to offer this one up for people that didn't start it. They'll be able to purchase it and download it.
That's correct. They are.
That's my understanding. And then she is.
Yes.
I mean, I've been tuning in, and it's so nice to hear her voice and her enthusiasm when she talks about the map. And, you know, she's amazing and lovely and all what you would think she would be. She is.
Yes, and she is that. And then some. Okay. And her book, The Map, do get it if you can. You can go to her website. You can order it right there. It'll link you right over to Amazon. Okay, so these comments about UFOs from high-ranking officials from a very long time ago. I screwed my notes up. Actually, I'm just lucky I'm here.
we all are.
Okay, James McDonald, Ph.D., Senior Physicist, Institute of Atmospheric Physics, University of Arizona. The type of reports that are most intriguing are close-range sightings of machine-like objects of unconventional nature and unconventional performance characteristics seen at low altitudes and sometimes on the ground. The general public is entirely unaware of the large number of such reports that are coming from credible witnesses. When one starts searching for such cases, their number are quite astonishing. This was the hearings before the Committee on Science and Astronauts, U.S. House of Representatives, 1968. J. Edgar Hoover, head of the FBI. I would do it, study UFOs, but before agreeing to do it, we must insist upon access to disks recovered. For instance, in the L.A. case, and we're talking Los Angeles, the Army grabbed it and would not let us have it for cursory examination. This is a letter he wrote to Clyde Tolson, July 15, 1947. Not to be confused with Roswell, which I think is very interesting. This happened before Roswell, I believe. Admiral Roscoe Hillenkotter, first director of the CIA, 1947 to 1950. It's time for the truth to be brought out. Behind the scenes, high-ranking Air Force officers are soberly concerned about the UFOs, but through official secrecy and ridicule, many citizens are led to believe the unknown flying objects are nonsense. I urge immediate congressional action to reduce the dangers from secrecy about UFOs. Note his concern is not for the dangers from the objects, but the dangers from the secrecy. Okay, this is Aliens from Space, Major Donald E. Kehoe, written 1975. This is the last one, Stephen Lovkin, and this has just been released. Attorney Stephen Lovkin entered the military in 1958. In 59, he joined the White House Army Signaling Agency and served under President Eisenhower and then under President Kennedy. With an above top secret clearance, he was familiar with Project Blue Book and related how that project documented highly scientific and specific UFO cases from very reliable sources. They reviewed the photos taken from Air Force pilots, Marine Air Corps pilots, and some foreign pilots, and multiple reports of radar lock-ons. He was also shown a piece of metallic debris taken from the Roswell crash. While working under President Eisenhower, he discovered that Eisenhower had a keen interest in UFOs, but that Eisenhower came to realize that he had lost control of the subject. I love that. The fact that these things are hidden is no surprise, but it brought back information that I received last year about my own father. There was a reference to the LA case and the fact that the Army grabbed the craft and took it away before the FBI could examine it or get any information. This may seem off the subject of tonight's show, but I thought it was important to share how long this has been going on. As people are searching for the truth about UFOs, we are searching for greater connection. Not only with the occupants of these ships who could well be us from another lifetime or timeline, I find irony in all of this. I'm fairly certain that most everyone is feeling a deep calling to something more. Old shadow issues surfacing once again for more healing, and a need to be brought out into the light for further examination. Just like we are seeing with those on a quest for disclosure. The truth we really seek lies within each one of us. In many ways, our own truth has been suppressed, and we are seeking to unearth and discover it. There may be fear or anxiety connected with discovering more of who we are. Many people are still afraid of how powerful they are. I find this interesting. I spoke with a young scientist today who expressed that very concern. He feared if he used his power that he might be tempted to misuse it, as he felt that he had done in other lifetimes off-planet. All the workshops, books, seminars, and sessions of every kind, and yet still we search. That is the beauty of humanity. Some search in the dark, some through religion, and others turn to the esoteric. That drive is the one that is taking us all back to oneness. To what and why we separated from our source to be a spark of the infinite. Experiencing itself through all of our adventures, everywhere and every when. Bashar has commented that the infinite became nothing, so it could become everything. The ultimate act of love. Which ultimately means that everything, everywhere is the infinite, the all that is. Oneness isn't just a word, it's a state of being. Our job is to heal everything that takes us into separation and out of that state of oneness. I have a precious friend, and I love this story because she is, who lives so much in the now moment, is genuinely the most loving person you could ever meet. Truly an angel among us, she plays music constantly and is always rocking out to it. She has it on her damn phone, and no matter where she is, if I walk out of the room for a minute, she pushes the button on her phone and she's rocking out to the music. It's in her soul, as she says. But her joy and her self-expression, and she knows the words to every song, current song, including rap and hip-hop, and every old song. And she's 61.
That's great.
She had children very late in life, but it's adorable. And she'll pull up and she'll be rocking in her car. You know, I have to go out and get her sometimes. Never speaks a mean word. Doesn't watch the news. She's dealt with every situation in her life with love and healing, even the unlovable, including the betrayal of her husband of 30 years, cancer, and on and on. I really could go on and on. And yet her love and kindness never cease. Everyone loves this woman. She inspires me every day. Her genuine enthusiasm and love that she spreads is her work, her great work, and people are transformed by her. I saw her in the grocery store one day, and I looked at her as she was saying hello to people, and she's lived here a long time, and I just thought, she's just a bubble of love. That's all she is. It reminds me that in many ways, we make it more difficult than it has to be. She looks for the good in everyone, but her only caveat is you can't cure crazy. She makes a very wide berth around these people without judgment, but with the understanding that their damage is just too great to play with.
That's sweet. Oh,
isn't that adorable?
It is. What a bright soul.
Oh. She's a bright light, really a bright light. And her daughter, when her daughter writes her notes or sends her cards, it's always an angel, a heart with wings. And that's how she's depicted her mother since she was a little girl. Just a heart with wings. And, you know, I watch her and I think, you know, we're all looking for this great, serious work that we're here to do. And, you know, the more that I watch her, and, you know, you don't talk about what's going on in the world because she's paying absolutely no attention. She is that way in the yard with all the flowers and the birds and the butterflies and the, she's happiest out, you know, she used to live on 7.5 acres and, you know, she'd be out there in her little coveralls or overalls, whatever you call them, planting and transplanting and, oh my God. But and she believes in being nice to everyone that you can say anything. She's always on me because I'm so direct, you know.
And it's, it's not that she loves you. It must be mutual, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I told Squirrel tonight that she said if she died first, she was going to bug the hell out of me to leave the planet so we could go play on the other side of the veil. Oh, Lord. Anyway, I was just struck as I was writing this tonight, and I thought, you know, who really has it better? Who really gets it? And I look at that, and I look at the beauty in her, and I look at other people, and I'm not comparing, please don't misunderstand, but to me, that's someone who is absolutely living a spark of the infinite, doing her work every minute of every day. You cannot send her in to pick up anything because she knows everyone and she hugs everybody and she's just so damn cute. And but it's real. And she's a very powerful soul, but with a very light touch. A very light touch, and I really I love her for that. But I think that this seeking of that we're doing right now, and I know I'm feeling it. I'm getting beat up all over the place by these energies, and I apologize to all those that where I've had to do reruns, and I may have to do them again. I don't know. You know, every week is kind of let's see how I'm feeling. And I go through these, you know, every couple of years where it's just, I'm just whacked out. And I know something big is coming. I can feel it. I thank you, Anul. He gave me a lot of insight. Scared me a little bit.
I mean, Jackie, wouldn't you think that the frequencies are changing so much more quickly that it takes a while for our bodies to catch up to it? And I mean, that's how I feel sometimes. I mean, I feel like I'm just on top of my game one day, and there is no game the next day. You know what I'm saying?
That's a wonderful description, Squirrel. I couldn't have said it better if I tried. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. And I think a lot of other people are feeling it too, and they may be reacting in different ways. I mean, for me, I can only speak for myself, but I usually go underground when I'm having those episodes. And I certainly wouldn't want to take myself out into the fray, but that's how it is for me. I have to lay low. And then there are times where I can go out and, you know, be the bright light, but it isn't the bright light all. It doesn't feel like it's the bright light every day.
Oh, no. The information is coming in too quickly. The energies are really and truly like laser beams. They're unearthing. If you've got anything that hasn't been dealt with, hasn't been healed, it's going to show up, and it's either going to come at you or it's going to show up in some way. I've had some old stuff popping up that I did not want. It was coming to me in the dream time. And I'm telling these people, what are you doing here? I don't want you in my dreams. I was very lucid. But still requiring more healing. And I
apparently
he's thinking, am I not done with this? And of course the answer is no. So do not feel badly if you're still struggling with old issues or trying to figure out why you're not moving more rapidly or you don't have greater solutions or you're trying to heal some deep wound. A lot of people are carrying deep wounds that are resurfacing right now.
And are you saying they might be from lifetimes we don't recall, too?
Absolutely. I was talking with someone today, and this person was really, you know, aware that this, they felt this came from another lifetime, and it was this deep sense of sorrow. And what was so fascinating is this particular being, lovely soul that he is, was part of that group of the, you know, I've heard it called different things, but some people refer to it as the Anunnaki, and I don't know that that would be accurate, but I won't say that it's not either. The reptilians, the draconians, the, you know, there are different names for all of this that people have put on it, and have the, each one has a different take on what that means. But there was a split when they left Orion, and it was a very traumatic for people because they literally, in a way, lost their race because where their race was going, they couldn't go. And it's been a very lonely road for most of those people. There are two big events, of course, three, including Atlantis, the implosion of Maldek. And that's where you lose an entire planet. And, you know, I think humans have a real aversion, many of them, to the reptilian beings. But I have to tell you, as I'm talking to people and seeing what's going on right now, I'm realizing that it's such a powerful race, and many people were a part of that race in the very beginning and split off. And there's always this sense of deep sorrow about that loss. So, you know, it could be that. It could be the implosion of Maldek. Of course, we carry the sorrow of Atlantis. And I was spontaneously during a session on Maldek in the very beginning of this work. And it was, and the client just wanted to go explore, and we were exploring. And in that particular session, I was very lucid. I wasn't, you know, deeply in channel. And it, all I could say afterwards is Atlantis was nothing compared to this. It, we were there moments before the implosion. And the sorrow, and everybody knew it was coming on the planet. The sorrow was unbelievable, unbelievable. So we do carry these things in our histories. And not everyone. But, and I think we carry the cosmic events, okay, as well. And the sorrow of those, because it's so, it's such major sorrow. Major sorrow.
Now, do other races of beings carry that sorrow as well? We don't know.
Well, whoever was on the planet at that time, absolutely. And I would say probably anyone in that quadrant of the universe, absolutely. Actually, okay. In the entire universe. Part of the reason they're so concerned about what we're doing is they don't want to lose Earth. There's a big investment here, genetically as well as it's a garden planet, you know, and we've been systematically destroying it. Unfortunately. So this is why there is so much assistance from so many levels. And it goes across the board from the fairy realm to every realm you can imagine are participating, all of the animal realm, participating in assisting through this transition.
So there is then, I'm sorry, but do you think then as we change our frequency to a higher resonance, then the likelihood of any sort of destruction at any level is less likely.
Well,
is that kind of,
yeah,
I don't know if I said that right, but.
Right, well, I know, but I understand what you're saying. And the answer is, you know, according to Lazarus and others, it's already a done deal. We make it.
Okay.
Whether or not there's a version of Earth that doesn't, that's possible. Okay, is that version the version of Earth that the Greys came from? Probably.
I see.
Okay, let me go into channel here, honey.
Okay, all right.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, dear squirrel.
Hi.
All right. Good to be with all of you. That would imply that we aren't always with you, but certainly in this format. All right. I'll leave it to our channel to go into a very deep subject. All right. A return to oneness is the ultimate. It is oneness within you with yourself, you with your higher self, your soul, your spirit, your guide, and then ultimately to God and Goddess and all that is, everything. We know this is a tall order for everyone. However, it can be achieved. It can be achieved. It can't be achieved if you're sitting around in victim or in martyr. Self-pity. So if you're still carrying any of that, we recommend that you do some deep work, deep forgiveness work for you. For you. That forgiveness work is so healing. Lazarus has some wonderful downloads on forgiveness. We would highly recommend, if you're still carrying any anger or resentment, it would be a wonderful thing to do. Let us talk to you a moment, though, about these astrological influences, because we think it's very important that you understand this. We know that you're mystified by the fact that you all keep saying, well, this is so big, I'm feeling it so much. When is it ever going to get easier? So here's what we'll say to you. As you're lightening up, all right, becoming lighter, less dense, the influences feel more powerful. This is not to say that they aren't powerful already, but you can feel them at times a little more extreme than others based on your levels of sensitivity. Now, we would say this. Don't give them too much power so that it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Do you understand that one, Squirrel?
I do.
All right. They are influences. All right. We know our channel is having a hard time right now, but there are other things going on with her as well. All right. The sense that something is imminent, something is coming, yes. More opening, more shift, more change. More enlightenment. More internal awareness. More aha moments. Of just getting up one day and saying, you know, I finally get it. It really is about love. The channel asked someone the other day, she said, what do you think is the most powerful thing in the world, in the universe? And he said, well, are you talking quantum mechanics, quantum physics, where are you? She said, no, simplify it more than that. Greater power. And of course, the answer was love. Loving your way through life is a wonderful thing to do. It doesn't preclude changing beliefs, doing some other work, of course. Having intentions, absolutely. But maintaining a state of love, whatever way that works for you. Many of you we know have to go out into the world to do things, and you find that challenging at times. But that's where you change beliefs and set intentions. To experience it the way you choose to experience it, instead of like a leaf in the wind. You understand?
Yeah.
All right. Now, Squirrel, you have questions. We understand.
I do. This question comes from Kathy, and she writes, dear team, when I wake up in the morning, there is a deep feeling in my body, waves ripping through me. I am wondering is this fear that is releasing, and is there more that would help this move? I just arrived back from a healing center and a possible incident in my childhood that has been floating around inside came into more focus as an experience that most likely occurred. It had parallels to the deep love and deceit/betrayal relationship that happened last year. Also, at the same time as this has come out of the shadows, so has a very new frequency that I do not have and conscious or unconscious perceptions that are coming in relation to it. Nor does this frequency seem to be within our current collective unconsciousness either. It feels like it is something newly introduced here in this dimension. Is that possible? And can you speak, please, about this and what my relationship to this is and how I can open to this more fully? Thank you for your looking deeply into this experience and helping me realize the potential healing and opportunity that is occurring.
Oh, dear Kathy. All right. Well, we were just talking about this, and it has to do with forgiveness. Absolute, complete, total forgiveness. Now, when you've been betrayed, all right, when your heart is broken, it's very difficult to forgive. It's a process, we know. And sometimes it can replay and replay and replay. As we look at this experience, and as you speak of your childhood, in a way, this was really a gift to you to pull up and out. You're thinking just this lifetime, but it goes further than that, by the way. Betrayal, abandonment. The interesting part of looking at this, Kathy, is that out of this deep, deep, deep pain, both from the recent situation in childhood, is that what is being birthed is a whole new way of loving, the very subject of tonight's show. Loving so unconditionally that you're in a state of love, that you become love. Now, as humans, because of your sense of separation, we've talked about this many times, when you come to Earth and you drop down in density, on this planet, in this bubble of biology that you're in, you experience yourself as completely separate from your source. So your source is out there. The infinite's out there. God, Goddess, all that is out there, instead of inside of you. Now, or you being a part of it. Several things involved there, but we won't go into them tonight. This trigger, and the reason you're feeling these new energies, is reverberating beyond this lifetime. And we do look forward to working with you because we know we're going to unearth an awful lot as it relates to these woundings. You know, we've often said that you come into this planet with themes. Many people did because of the culminating lifetime. And your theme, as you're unearthing it, that sense of betrayal by one that you fully love is part of your theme. Ultimately, to take you to a place of unconditional love where you can fully forgive without withholding anything. without withholding anything. And when you're there, you will know it. And you will be able to thank each person, the one from your childhood, the most recent one, and anything in between, for their contribution to help you to touch what it is that needs to be healed. And when you go there, you can bring in newer frequencies waiting to come through you. And we would say this is true for others as well, waiting to come through. And the more you clear out, the more you can hold these frequencies, the more you can embrace them. For some of you, it took cancer to get there. For some of you, it took heartbreak. For some of you, it took loss. Struggle. Today, you know you can change all of that. Kathy, you've been wanting to move to higher and higher levels of healing. That is your goal in this lifetime, to finally get this. As you offer your services to so many others, do your workshops, the ones you provide as well as the ones that others do. You've done a lot of shadow work, you know that. And coming to Earth can feel like the ultimate abandonment, the ultimate betrayal. It's not you fully agreed. All right? But you all tend to have amnesia about how difficult it is to drop down in density. And now, there's openings on the other side of this, to the higher frequencies. Those higher frequencies allow you to reconnect in ways you've never done before. When you clear out that in-between. And not only in this lifetime, dear one, but in your case, your goal, and so many of you, was to heal all lifetimes, everywhere, and everywhere. There's an opportunity in this lifetime to do that. To make a quantum leap in your soul's growth. We hope, Kathy, that we've helped with this answer. You know that we love you. And we appreciate your determination, which is great, right? And dedicated to reach a place that you're now entering. Thank you for sharing in front of everyone. We appreciate that. And we send our love to you, dear one. You have another question?
I do. I have one more. And this is from Yolanda, and she writes, "Dear team, I would like to share this with you. Every day that goes by, I can see more clearly that I was born to go where no one ever has before. I had a dream about 3 days ago where I can see myself connecting more with who I really am. It was the most beautiful experience I have ever felt in my life. In my dream, I went to this beautiful place where I felt a sense of not wanting to come back and a sense of wanting to go home. I wanted to continue to dream, but something all of a sudden woke me up." And she goes on to say, "For the past 3 weeks, I've been feeling like I have lost part of myself. I feel like I am not here nor there with a sense of emptiness. I also have been feeling this urge of connecting with God and Goddess and all that is. At the same, it feels wonderful. I cannot describe why I'm feeling like this. I just decided to let it in. The feelings got stronger when I started Bonnie's The Map webinar. Would you please explain to me what this all means? My sincerest appreciation, Yolanda.
Well, Yolanda, we've mentioned this to you before, dear one. You really shouldn't have to have it explained to you. You're in a process, and every day there are going to be new experiences. Every week, new experiences. Those that you've never had before. The reason you were awakened from your dream, and it's an important reason, all right, is for some of you, if it's too beautiful, too wonderful, you may not want to come back. And living a human life then becomes a drudgery instead of a joy, counter to what you came here to do. Don't allow that to happen, dear ones. All right. Appreciate the experience. You are all connected to the stars. You are all connected to more than you can possibly imagine. When you feel these incredible experiences of love, they're there to expand you. It's that simple. A little nugget. All right. Says, yes, good work, you're getting there, go for it. Not with the idea of going home, necessarily, although in the larger scheme of things it is, going home, returning to oneness. But your time on Earth, and all that you've chosen to deal with on Earth. The families that you're in, your personal health experiences, all of it. Opportunities to grow, to change, to step into your power. The reason Bonnie's webinar for you is so powerful is because it gives you power. It returns power to you that you felt that you've lost in this and other lifetime. The ability to respond to your reality. The steps to get there. Enjoy it all, dear one. Every bit of it. You don't need us to explain it to you. If you're having the experiences, the explanations will come as well. Learn to ask your guides, your higher self, develop that relationship more and more. You'll begin to hear. And if not hear, know. Trust your knowing, dear one. Trust your knowing. You're on the right path. Enjoy it. Embrace it. We send to you our total and complete, unconditional love, dear Yolanda. And we're very happy for you that you're continuing to expand and grow and have these beautiful experiences. All right, Squirrel, are there any others?
No, we only have a few more minutes.
All right. Let us speak with each and every one of you. This is your time, people. More than you can imagine. Some of you are having extraordinary events happening in your lives, ones that you didn't necessarily see coming. For some of you, you did see them coming. Major shifts and changes. For some of you, moving on in different directions than others. Some of you away from loved ones. That's all right. But do it in love. We know that you will. Remember always, do everything you can to feed your soul, feed your heart, feed your mind. distraction, although entertaining at times, can take you into places that may not, at this time, be very good for you. Unless there's an opportunity for it to bring up unhealed issues that need to be addressed. And uncomfortable as it may be, allow that to happen. But return to love, always. Always. We have many people that have extraordinary illnesses, and we're doing all that we can within the parameters of their higher selves. Know that you've all of you, done beautifully. And just remember that you're experiencing things at a higher octave now, so some of it may feel a little uncomfortable. We'd like to work with all of you tonight with our unconditional love. Wrapped in love, surrounded in love, embraced in love. A love that you can then go and share with others in your own unique way. Remember that the more love you give, the more you receive. It's a constant flow. Always. We love you, dear ones, and until we speak with you again in this format, namaste.
Namaste.
I don't know if we're on air. Good night, everyone. We love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Squirrel. Love you, darling.
Love you too, Jackie. Thank you, everyone, and blessings tonight to all.
Good night.